When I first started preaching, when I was just a young man, and I preached in a nursing home to people that were very elderly, and I preached a sermon where I preached against Catholicism. And my ministry leader in an independent fundamental Baptist church took me aside and said, "Don't preach against Catholicism." He said, "Don't name Catholicism." He said, "You don't have to preach against Catholicism." He said, "Just preach the truth. You don't have to preach against anything. Just preach what's right." So instead of saying, you know, that the Catholic Church is wrong because they pray to Mary and the saints, he said, instead, just get up and say, we should only pray to Jesus, or through Jesus unto the Father. Just say that instead. And instead of saying that Mary's not the mediator, just preach that Jesus is the only mediator. That way you won't offend people, he said. You know, don't preach that they shouldn't go to the confessional booth. You just preach that salvation is by faith alone, and then people will get that same message. But that's not true. You have to make it clear, and the Bible teaches us to preach against that which is wrong and for that which was right. He wanted me to only preach for the right and not against the wrong. That's the mentality. I promise you that when they make it illegal in this country to speak against the Prophet Muhammad and to be, because it's too hateful to say he was an illiterate idiot, then this is what they'll say. Well, all we have to do is just preach that Jesus is the Son of God, and then it's covered. That's what they'll say. Because they always find a way to justify their cowardice. They always find a way to justify trimming the message. They always find a way to avoid persecution. They never get arrested. They never get vandalized. They never get persecuted. They never get picketed. They never have the protesters. They never get attacked. They never get put on TV or on the radio and have their name cast out as evil. Why? Because they're not living godly in Christ Jesus. Because all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Amen. So these bunch of cowards, they get up and preach sermons about how persecution is coming someday.
Listen, folks, persecution's coming in America. Someday it's coming.
Hey, buddy, it's already here for those of us who actually preach the Bible. Amen. And look, people who preach the Bible have always been persecuted. They've always been attacked and slandered and ripped on and lied about. But these bunch of phonies, they pretend that they are old-fashioned and standing like a rock. But persecution's coming in the future. But thank God we're all going to be raptured out before that even happens. Ah!